journalists, the whole disconnect point. You know, we've strived, I think, in newsrooms for years to become, as we like to put it, more like America, to be more diverse. But I hear you saying we've missed a whole chunk of the country in our effort to be diverse.
I don't think there's any question about this. I read something in LA Times film critic said a year ago when American Sniper was the number one movie. And he said, listen, the only people surprised this is the number one movie are the people that live in the two coasts and haven't visited the 47 states in between. You know what Margaret said about some of the things Trump said? I mean, that's why I was hashtag never Trump. I was disturbed by those things. But you know what also disturbed me? To hear Hillary Clinton say that I am her, quote, enemy. The comments that were made in the previous segment from the WikiLeaks emails calling Christians backwards. The fact that those of us who think that we shouldn't have men in bathrooms next to our young daughters are called bigots when we usually just call them parents. Those things create a backlash as well. So I don't fault the media for thinking that Trump couldn't get elected because of his incendiary comments. The fault, though, comes in the fact that an equal light was not shed on Hillary's incendiary comments and the backlash that created against her, which we saw in the vote total last night.
Jim Rutenberg, what about that?